Plantations across the South offer tours telling stories about the white families who live there. But the stories of enslaved African Americans on those lands are often either absent or barely researched. Now, one woman at a historic plantation in Nashville is using her position to uncover and share the experience of slavery. WPLN contributor Alana Watson reports.
A group stands in front of the small slave quarters at the Belmead Plantation. They're on a tour called Journey to Jubilee.
Now, what our goal is today is to try to take a walk in their shoes.
This tour is different from any other on the plantation. It's dedicated to telling the forgotten perspectives of those enslaved on the Belmead Plantation.
And we're going to go all the way up to the main house, but we're going to use all the entrances that they would have used. We're going to use the back door, the servant stairs, and the servant's entrance to all the rooms we're going to see on our tour today. So I ask that you silence your phone because we're in for a long, bumpy ride.
This is Bridget Jones, and this Journey to Jubilee tour is her passion.
I started at Belmead in 2015 as an entry-level historic interpreter. A historic interpreter is a fancy name for a tour guide.
At the time, she says the information on the slaves at Belmead, known for extravagant Southern weddings and an on-site winery, was pretty weak. So she left to get a master's in education and learn about how to tell deeper perspectives on slavery. And when she returned, the plantation named her the first ever Director of African American Studies. Her sole purpose is to research and gather artifacts about African Americans, from the Atlantic slave trade, through the Civil War, and into the mid-1900s. She acknowledges when visitors see that a black woman is giving them their slave tour, she gets a few strange looks. Even her family was uncomfortable with the idea at first.
My mama thought I was setting us back like 400 years by working here. Once I got promoted, I was like, this is the moment for the narrative of slaves to really come to the forefront.
Black population in these spaces oftentimes ignored or rendered invisible.
LaRotha Williams is a professor of African American and Civil War history at Tennessee State University. He says many plantation museums in the South have similar issues to what Belmead had, with basic high school level information about slavery. They don't know the names of the enslaved people who lived there. They don't know the jobs that they had. And because of this, they can't offer frequent tours dedicated to telling the story of slavery.
Explain to me how people can live there in this space for one, two, or maybe even three generations, interact with the space every single day, and you don't see any evidence at all of them being there.
But at the Belmead Plantation, Jones has spent months researching archives across the South. She's been able to uncover history that Belmead has never seen, and now gives daily tours focusing on slavery. And in the process, she's connected more to her own family history. During her research, she traced her ancestors to a plantation close to her hometown in Memphis.
I come from a long generation of slaves in poverty, which gave me an interest into why we were still poor so many years later.
That's part of the reason her slave tours are so emotional. She describes in detail where slaves slept, what their jobs were, if they escaped, if they stayed, and if they were truly happy with their situations. She makes the group put themselves in a slave's position.
So I leave you with one question. What was freedom supposed to look like to a people that had never seen freedom before?
This experience can be emotionally difficult, both for white visitors and the occasional black visitor. But Jones sees a difference in how they respond to the stories.
When white people cry, their tears are rooted in the fact that I did not know it was this bad. But when black people come, when I see them cry, it's a different experience because I know that I've done my job in telling this story so truthfully that you felt it.
And she wants all visitors to come away from the tour with a better realization of the longstanding impacts of an oppressive institution that she and so many other African Americans have experienced.
And at some point in our family history, somebody just like this stepped out into the world one day and they began to define freedom for themselves, although they themselves had never seen it, so they winged it as best as they knew how.
She's paying homage to a people and their history that needed to be told in a new light. For WPLN News, I'm Alana Watson.